98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On social media, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas declared he and Secretary of State Blinken had a very productive meeting with Mexico's president on migrants coming through on their way to the U.S. border. In this country, senators resume negotiations on border policy changes tied to military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
The bipartisan negotiations taking place over video conference are centered on ways to implement new curbs on asylum claims. They're not expected to result in an agreement until Congress returns to Washington after the new year.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. He was an heir to the Kohl's department and grocery store chain who went on to become owner of the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks and then U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. Herb Kohl died after what his charitable organization said was a brief illness. Herb Kohl was 88. After years of controversy, crews in Jacksonville, Florida on Wednesday removed the tribute to the Women of the Southern Confederacy monument from Springfield Park, where it's been since 1915. This is ABC News. The New York Times declaring legal war on artificial intelligence player OpenAI.
The New York Times says millions of its articles were used to train OpenAI's programs like ChatGPT. Programs, it says, which now compete with the paper as a news source. The Times argues that's unlawful and it's seeking billions in damages. ChatGPT debuted more than a year ago and can produce human-sounding writing by drawing on vast stores of training data, which includes news articles. Earlier this year, several groups of authors sued OpenAI for using their writing in training data. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
His son reports the death this week of Russell Hamler, reputed to be the last member of the famed World War II American jungle fighting unit known as Merrill's Marauders. They spent months behind Japanese lines in Burma on a secret mission fighting hunger and disease between firefights. Russell Hamler was 99. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. 22 overnight under cloudy skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 38 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. 24 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, and highs from the low 30s to the upper 30s. Looking further out, 27 Sunday, 29 Monday, and 32 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 22 tonight. Highs reach 38 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 24 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 22 degrees.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Yeah, but
98 Q Country.
Outside, it's like God let me dial up the weather. Got the whole crew here, I ain't seen some of them in forever. It's one of those never forget it, better stop and take it in kind of scenes. Everything's just right, yeah, except for one thing. You should be home.
scene?
This is Eric Church.
The notes and the words and the songs I sing to the ones doing life.
Station is great. I love you guys.
98Q Country.
It ain't easy. Nobody said it would be. You finally find that greener grass, but you're still in the weeds. Ain't it crazy? All the time that you spend driving through the rainbow for the pot at the end. I got some rust.
Side of the bed. Hardy, where did you wake up this morning?
Bed this morning with a bone dry, bottle of Jack. I was burning. Then she got some nerve when she came me to the
favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
Yo, mouth. I got my windows down and my blinders on. Radio set to my favorite song. All green lights on the road I'm on, man. There ain't no doubt. I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Chris Stapleton and White Horse. Chris Jansen before that and some good vibes. Well, a grandmother recently turned 90, and her granddaughter started taping her, filming her, asking questions. It's made the rounds on social media. One question she asked her, did she have any regrets in life? It surprised me when she said she got married too young. That's her biggest regret. She said, I met my husband when I was 13 and he was 15. We got married at 17 and 19. They met in the library. So don't get married too young is basically. Although times are different. Nobody gets married at 17 anymore, right?
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
I've been thinking.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com. Classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Yeah.
Tyler Hubbard back then right now. And, well, good news coming out of the Atlanta Zoo. They just announced the birth of a rare baby southern white rhino on Christmas Eve. Kazi, or Kiazi, I don't know, K-I-A-Z-I. That is the baby's name. So congratulations to the mom and dad of the rhinoceros. Brand new baby. They're beyond excited, I guess. Wonder when the shower is.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 23 overnight under overcast skies. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 38 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. 24 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Upper 30s Friday, turning much cooler on Saturday with highs in the low 30s. Looking at the long range, 27 Sunday, 29 Monday, and 32 on Tuesday. Once again, a low of 23 tonight. We should top off around 38 tomorrow. A low of 24 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 25 degrees.
I would like to introduce to you all...
Hey, it's Nate Smith. You set my world on fire.
This is Dylan Scott.
That's the kind you need.
Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Don't
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Chase Beckham, Hayes Ladies, 23. Before that, John Party in Your Heart or Mine. Well, it's been hunting season, on and off, I guess, in different states. And there are 32 states right now where the zombie deer disease has been reported so far. And scientists are saying humans should be prepared for this slow-moving disaster. They're fearful that it could infect humans someday. Yeah, apparently this chronic wasting disease, CWD, was first found in Yellowstone National Park back in November. Now they're saying there's 32 states that have been confirmed to have the deer thing. Now this disease basically leaves the animals confused and drooling and unafraid of humans. So a lot like the people living in the streets doing drugs in San Francisco. So maybe it's already made its way to humans. I don't know.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate.
finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
I really like that because it exposes me to new music.
It's because it makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
You boys ever met a real country girl? Talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home.
Tell by the way that
that you're stirring your drink, or we're already playing with fire. Said that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
QCountry.com.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free.
Online at 98qcountry.com.